es kol mini mashkim. Top side, Rashi. Shev es kol mini mashkim. Afal pi sheinichnosin bekeris. Even though the water comes into the stomach, derech haveshu through the food pipe, hareya the lungs moitzitzon, like sucks out the shavosan mibad ledoifne keris. It sucks out the lecha, the wetness from the keris. That's what the lungs do. His reya the lungs sheves kol mini mashkim. It sucks out the bad mashkim in the body. Kovei liver kois. If the meat of kas comes from the liver. Moreover, the gall is right on top of it. Zarekis betifa throws in some tifa manichtoi. It stops you from being angry. So you don't have a good moreover, you become too angry. It stops the anger is the moreover. Rashi, zarekis betifa, moreover, over nichtoi minakas. The moreover, the gall, that stops you from being angry. Tchoil, the milt, shoichet. That's when you start laughing. That's the teich of laughter in your body, comes from the tchoil. Rashi, shoichet, shoich. Kukavin, Rashi, that's be'oif. Hu hamasis be'behema. That's the type of a stomach you have in a behemoth. It's the kurkman, that's the digestive system of an oif. Toichin, that grinds up the food for the oif. Kevam, the stomach, yishona. Keva yishona. And af, keva means from the stomach makes you go to sleep. That gives you the courage to sleep. Af, your nose, neya, that's what wakes you up. Trashi, af hachoitim, neya mikitsim shnose. That's what wakes you up from your nose. Neyer hayoshin. It was supposed to put you to sleep, the kaver, if that would stay awake, if that wouldn't put you to sleep. Or else, yoshin ha-neir, your kayach of the nose is supposed to wake you up in the morning, that would be sleeping, nimik poilachle, that wouldn't work, you'd be like a mace, nimik, your body would disintegrate, poilachle, and you'd be gone. Rashi, neir ha-yoshin ve-yoshin ha-neir, shenis-chalfot, they would change over, obo ha-shina min-af, and you would go to sleep because of your nose. Va-kaver ner-eris, and you have to rely on your kaver, the stomach, to wake you up, is nimakwalachloi, Mr. Nenes Velechasloi, Vinim Shachlemisa. You'll end up Nimshachlemisa, it wouldn't work out. By the Tana, Im Shneim Yishan, both of them will sleep at the same time, is the af, the nose, and the kaver. Or Shneim Lurum, both to be awake at the same time, is Miyadmes. Sounds part of the Chas Chas Di Hashem. Tanya Rabbi Yisek Lili Yoyma. Tzadikim, what's called a tzadik? We always say somebody is a tzadik. A tzadik means Yetze Toiv Shoiften. Everybody has a Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. A tzaddik means that he rules over his Yetzer Hara. His Yetzer Tov, his Shoifet, rules over the Yetzer Hara. That's a tzaddik. Shenema David said, V'libi cholo b'kirbi. V'libi means cholo, means like my Yetzer Hara is chol, is dead inside me. And he has no shlita. That's called a tzaddik. So Rashi, V'libi cholo b'kirbi, Yetzer Hara, harehu kemeis b'kirbi. The Yetzer is like dead inside me, David HaMelech said. Sheyeshpidadi l'choifek, because I have kayach on me to be kayfim, to force him to do what I want. That's called a tzaddik. Rishoyim, what's called a rasha? Yetzer ra shayftem, them faket, they can't hold themselves back. The Yetzer ra shayftem over them. Sheneema ne'um peshem a rasha, v'kerem libi. Ein pachet l'kim v'negereinu. They don't have any pachet, Rashi ne'um peshem a rasha, oma David, v'kerem libi yesh. That's called the Russia. Beinanim, what's called the middle person, that's everybody, is Zedazer Shoiften. That we have both of them. We have to watch out. The Yetzer is Shoiften. Sometimes we listen to the Yetzer, and sometimes listen to the Yetzer Tov. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Yamad yamin evyin leishiyam ishayftei nashik." Oh, my Rava! So Rava said, "Kagoyin onu beinanim." Rava said he himself is only a beinani. He's not a tzaddik. He's not a rosh. He's a beinani. He sometimes the eight soros misgaber over him. Omalei Abaya, Abaya says back to Rava, "Eibazoi leishovik my chay lecho berya." If you're a beinani, who's going to be a tzaddik then? You're not leaving a life for anybody. Who could be called a tzaddik then? Rashi leishovik my chay lecho berya. If you call yourself an abenim, ain't lecha tzaddik gomer be'olam. If you are rov, it's only a benim. It can't be a tzaddik gomer then. V'yom harova lo ivri alma el l'rishoy gemuri. This world has the hanois of olam hazeh to enjoy yourself only for this world that was created for the rishoyim. That they get their schar in this world, and they get the reinish in Yenimville. Rashi l'rishoy gemuri olam hazeh shein lehem olam habo klum. Means they only live on this world. They have no olam habo. They have to get all this car in this world. Grain Achov, Shoya Oshir, Moid, Kudyama, Lei, Ben Hadad. Kaspachos Abacho Lihu. He was a very rich person, Achov. He was a big Russia, so you got all this car in this world, no way to Mabu. Oyle Tzadiki Gemuri. Trashi, Shara doesn't mean the Sluti Gemuri. So Rashi and the Girsa are Sluti Gemuri Ela Mabo. Rashi and the Girsa. Mishain Lehem Beilam Mazeh Klum. They have nothing in this world. Kegoin Rabbi Chanina Ben Doisa. She Dailoi Dekav Charuvi Mera Shabbos Lava Shabbos. We had the Gemara before. That Chanina Ben Doisa used to eat one little boxer from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. So he had no Hanor Beilam Mazeh. For him was trained Beilam Mabo. Omar Rova. Leida inish benafshe yimtzad gomurim lav. As well, this says a person should know what you are. So you think into it. It's mitzvah. The person should know: are you a tzaddik or not, or are you a rasha? He's nageir. You have to watch yourself. Are you shelter over yitzar or you're not? On the rav leivri almel liyachad benamri. The same one before. That this world and earth elam hazeh was only created for the rishoyim. The Rebbe Chanina ben Doisa and liyachad ben Imri elam hazeh. The Rebbe Chanina ben Doisa elam habu. The worlds were only created Eliyachav ben Imri or Chanina ben Doisa. Two worlds were only created for these two people. Eliyachav ben Imri for Rosho Hoylam Hazeh was created to have only enjoyment of this world. The Chanina ben Doisa Olam Habo. The Chanina ben Doisa was created Olam Habo. But the pasuk says the Mishnah V'Haftos Hashem Lokecha. It's supposed to be Oyved Hashem with the Tzara Tov of Tzara Ra.
Say again on this.
Well, it's chayy vodim lavorach al roa kashen shavorach al toivla. She nemar b'yahavtu as Hashem lekecha b'chol lavov v'chol lavovecha. We said b'dash in the Mishnah b'chol lavov v'chol b'shnei yitzrecha b'yetz toivla b'yetz ra b'chol nafshecha afilu netlosh nafshecha b'chol madecha b'chol mamoincha d'vracha b'chol madecha b'chol midu midu shumaydi loch. Is anything that Hashem does to us, whether it's ra or toiv, we have to thank back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tanya, Rebbe Lezer Roimer. If the pasuk just said b'chol nafshecha, you should be haftes Hashem b'chol lavo b'chol nafshecha. Loma nema b'chol midecha. Why is the pasuk have to say again b'chol modecha? If nema b'chol modecha, it says b'chol modecha. Loma nema b'chol nafshecha. Why does it have to say with your moment and with your life? Chur it says you have to be over Hashem with your life. Your life is more valuable than your money. So why do you have to give up your money to be over Hashem? Elo im yesh tocho adam sheguf pechav valov. Most people, their life is more valuable than the money. Lekach nema b'chol nafshecha. Yishatu abtu et Hashem lekecha b'chol nafshecha. Or v'im yesh tochod, when we have some people, shema moino echov volo begufay, their money means more to them than the life means to them, is lekach nema b'chol miyadecha. Still, you have to be over Hashem with all your money also. Rebbe Kiva Roimer, b'chol nafshecha means afidol moitlef nafshecha. Afil for mysterious nefesh, still you have to have Abbas Hashem. Tana Rabbonim, what was the mice with Rebbe Kiva? Tana Rabbonim. Pamachat one time is Gozra Malchus Roshesh Lo Yasu Giswa Batera. The Malchus made Xero, nobody can learn Torah. Is Bo Prophet Ben Yehuda Moslem Rabbi Kiva. Prophet Ben Yehuda was going in the streets and he found Rabbi Kiva, Shoyamakil Kilos Barabim. He found him learning Barabim with Talmidim Torah. The Yosik Batera. He found the Mamish learning Barabim. Omalai, so Prophet asked him, Omalai Akiva. He asked him, Miss Yorah, name Malchus, aren't you afraid of the king? He made Exer, if you learn Torah, Rabbim will kill you, aren't you afraid? Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Kiva said the famous marshal, Em Shulachom, marshal, Lom Adabadab, I'll give you a marshal, what's his name to him? Lishua to the fox, Shoyim Alech Agabi and Noah, is walking over the river. The raw dogim, Shoyim Iskab, Tsumim Okulamokim, he saw the fish inside, flying from, swimming from one side, they're very tumultic, the fish. They were swimming from one side to the other side. Omalehem, so the shul, the fox, there's the fish. How come you're running so much today, back and forth? As we know, there are the nets here that are there to capture us, the fish. So we're swimming fast to get away from the nets. When they yodim, that the people are coming to capture us. Omalehem, so the fox told the fish, if you want, come on the yabosha, come on the dry land here. And we'll live together, me and you. The same way our fathers lived, with your fathers. So this means, I don't know, Taka, what does it mean, our fathers and your fathers? When did the fathers of fish ever live with the men? I don't know. But Kura is just part of the shul, just I'm talking to him, this part of his talk, like he was saying. Live, come on the dry land, and live together the same way our fathers lived together. Omulah, so the fish answered back, Atu shoyim malecha pikeach shebechayas. On you, fox, usually we said you're the smartest animal, the fox. Loi pikeach, you're not a pikeach, you're a tipushati, you're a dope. Madach in the water. That's the place where fish can live. We're afraid maybe people will capture us and kill us. But Makim Misosa Seinu, you take us out on the dry land where we're going to die for sure. Alak of Kamal, the Kamal will be dead. What kind of race is that we should come and live with you on the Yabosha? Dr. Bekiva, Afa Nachnu Ashav. We're the same way here in this world. It's Yidin. Shanu Yeshvim Yestim Batayra. That right now we're learning Torah. Shekosav Boya Torah says, Kihu Chayechav Yeruch Yemecha. Where's the Yid's life? He lives from learning Torah. Is Kach Im. Oh, no, Hochim of Atlim Imenu. If we're going to stop learning now and stop listening to the Goyim, Alachas Ramon Bekamu will be killed. So what are you telling me? Why am I learning Torah Barabim? The Goyim will kill me. What? The other eight sit to stop learning, they for sure will be killed. The male is Kedar for me to sit and learn Torah, even though I'll be killed. Omru, they said over the Maestro of Leho, Yom Mawati, Macha, Tov, Sulu, Rabbi Kiva. In Echlami, the government captured Rabbi Kiva, Vilcha, Shruba, Vesta, Sulu, put him in jail. The Tov, Sulu, all the prophets, Ben Yehuda, he was also captured for some other, for monkey business, he was captured for. Some money business he was captured for. The Choshu Eslan, they put him into jail next to the Kiva. Omaloi Popis. So Popis asked the Kiva, Mia Vichalakan, who brought you here? Oh, no, forget the Kiva. Sets up Omaloi Popis. Mia Vichalakan, it's the Kiva, it's about the Popis. Who brought you here? It's Vishtaim and me, I'm here because I was learning Torah. What you got put in jail for? Is Omaloi. So Popis in the back. Ashrecha Rabbi Kiva, you're good for you. She had Tafasta Divri Torah. You were put in jail because you were learning Torah. Oily the popish at fasti at Dvorim Batalim. I was tough as time, I was a battling, I got caught stealing something. I did saw Dvorim Batalim. Is Bishor Shirt Sea Shabikiva La Riga. But I saw a Ruby Malkus, and the Malkus took out a Kiva to kill him. Is the man Krishmahoya. Well, your Sarkines Pesora, they were ripping off his skin from Asreke Shabazo with iron cones. Well, you Makabal of Omaka Shemayim. He was still saying Shema Yisrael, the Avo. Omra Samid Rabbeinu, I can't, even such a master, the mamish killing you. Still, you can do it, be avon. Omalehem, Kvaketa B'kiva said, Kol Yomai, all my lifetime, Yisim Tzara, I was waiting. Our post exists. When I went to this post, it says, V'chol Nafshachon. You have to be avas Hashem, V'chol Nafshachon, that means, our filo noitlas Hashmoskon. It's not that you have to let them do it. I'm not that you put yourself in such a matzav. But even if it comes to such a matzav where the goyim are coming to kill you, still, V'chol Nafshachon. Is a matter. Kiva said, "Mosta yovli yodiv akemenu." Kiva's whole lifetime is waiting and saying, "When will come this time when I can make this possible?" B'chol nafshecho. The yachshur shavoli yodiv. Now, when it came to me, this opportunity, loya akemenu shouldn't I be mekayimid? Hayimarach beechod. He was marach long in beechod. At shiotsa nishmasa beechod. Yotsa ba. And he was nifter there by the end of echod. Yotsa baslo baslo came out the yomru and said, "Ashrecha Rebbe Kiva shiotsa nishmasa beechod." Omru Malchi Yeshos Mekorosh Baruch Hu Zutara V'Zuzchara. So Malachim Atanias V'Yevishter, this is Torah and this is Chara of Kivra, the grace of Maim Etaira. He is the one you're killing like this. Neminstim Yotcha Hashem Neminstim Omru Lehem Chelkon V'Chayim. Why don't you leave them V'Chayim Yotcha Batko V'Yomru Ashrech V'Yom Kivra Sh'atim Mezumun L'Chayla Mabo. It's not a Kasha, it's his Mezumun L'Chayla Mabo. Because in Melachim, Maratayna, Zutar, Zuzchor, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vaitu, his Madregis. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is Latav, it's for our good. It was Rabbi Kiva's good, they have such a mitzvah, it was a mechapa for everybody. And with that, he was Eichu with a bigger place in Olam HaBur. Yeah, we'll stop here. I'll tell you just one thing. The Thursday Shir, just, I made one mistake. About buying new Kalim, he said, when you make a Shech Yonu. So Thursday Shir, I learned that Lokach V'chos of Olochon means if you bought something and you sold it, then you buy it back again. That's a toys. That's the one case you'll make a Shech Yonu. Locha means you bought like one car. The Chaz Locha means then you bought a second car. That's when you make a Shech Yonu. But in the case where you owned a Keli, you bought a Keli, then you sold it, then you bought it back, and then you don't make a Shech Yonu. And the two cases in the Mishnah was, one case is first you got a Yerusha, you got a car Yerusha, you never bought it. Then you bought a second car, then you have to make a Brocha. One Mal Yom says, even if you bought the first car, and now you buy a second car, you know, the second one is also being bought, still you have to make a Shech Yonu. But when you buy back the first thing you once had, then for sure you don't make a Shech Yonu. That's not just a big simcha, because since you once owned it, even though you sold it, when you buy it back again, that's not just a simcha. That's when you have to make a Shech Yonu. The Chalav on the days and 10 lines down from the bottom, L'yikol Adam is Roshoi. The Mishnah says, L'yikol Adam is Roshoi Keneged Shar HaMizrach. You come near the base of Migdash on the Shar HaMizrach, the east side, you shouldn't have Kalas Rosh. Why? Shumechuvin connected base kodesh hakadoshim. Because on the Mizrach, the east side, you can see straight through every Pesach, one is open to the next one. If all the doors are open, you can see straight through into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You also have Yiro and then have Kalos Rosh. So the Mara, Omer Rav Yudah, Omer Rav, Lo Yamor Ne'ele Minat Tzayfin Ulefnim. Only if you're inside Yerushalayim from the place Tzayfin, which is a Mokim, that from there you can still see the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi Minat Tzayfin, Mokim Sheyecholim Lirois Mishom Har HaBayis. You can see from there the Har HaBayis. But if you're further away from Tzayfim, then you can't see the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara Uveroyim, you need to know him, and you have to be able to see the Beis HaMikdash also. That's when it's like you call Adam as Roshah. Or Itmanami, Omer Rab Abba B'Reid Rab Chiyo, Bar Abba, Hochi Yom Rab Yechinin, Loy Omru Ela Menat Tzayfim L'Ufnim. Only if you're inside Yerushalayim from this place of Tzayfim and inward, closer to Yerushalayim, to the base of Migdash. Uveroyim, and you could see it. Uveshein Geder, also means there's no fence between you and the base of Migdash. Uvezman Shashchina Shoira. Only Vizman, the base of Migdash is there when the Shechina is on that Mokum of the Harabais. So Drashi Uveroyim, Sheyochol Lirus Misham Prat im Mokum Nomachu. You could see it only if it's not too high or too low. But otherwise, you'd be able to see straight through into the base of Migdash. There's no gedir. If you have a gedir, then you don't have to be makpid about the kalas rosh. That's the first man the yomer. You only have this inyan to loyikol lodimus roshay bizman that beis hamikdash is kayin. Tana rabbonim hanif nebi Yehuda. Someone has to go to the beis hakise in Yehuda. That's the makom near Yerushalayim. Is loyifna mizruch umarev. You shouldn't be nifna b'shas you have to make. You shouldn't be facing either mizruch umarev. It's also providing there's no kaisi, you're not near a wall, you're in an open field. So an open field, you shouldn't be facing Mizruch or Marav, because that's where the Shekhinah is. El Tzofen V'dorim. You should only be facing either Tzofen north or south. Over Golu, that's further up north, that's further up away from the Beis HaMikdash, is Lo Yifna, there you shouldn't be Ponud, shouldn't have to go make, El Mizruch or Marav. There you could be facing Mizruch or Marav, Mashenke, not Tzofen V'dorim. Because you face towards Dorim, you're facing towards the Beis HaMikdash. Since you're all the way up north now, if you face downwards towards south, you'll be facing towards the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yossi is Matir, no, in Golo, that's away from Yerushalayim already, there's no Akpada which way you are a Nifne. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Lo Yosu Ela Beroya, it's only also to be Nifne in a place where from there you could see the Beis HaMikdash. Over Mokim Shem Shom Gedir, and a place where there's no fence. If there was a fence there, it's also mutter to be Nifner. Over Zman Shashchina Shoira. He also is only also Zman the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim. Over Zman is there, there's no Beis HaMikdash. It's mutter to be Nifner any place, any time you want. That's a Yosi Shita. Tzirashi, Ha Nifner Bihuda Le Yifner Mizruch Amarev. Achurov Le Mizruch, your back shouldn't be towards Mizruch, upon of your face to Amarev. The opposite way, upon the Mizrach, of Neshi Yerushalayim, Beretz Yehuda, the Tzvoinu Shleretz Yehuda, the north side of Eretz Yehuda, the Gvul Sheben Yulu the Binyamin, the Yesh Meretz Yehuda Emenu, Ad Seif Eretz Yisrael. It's from Mizrach to Marv, is like from one Gvul to the other Gvul. The Emenu to Marv, Ad Seif Eretz Yisrael. Sheretz Yehuda, Al Pnei Kol Erech Eretz Yisrael, he, Min Amizrach to Marv. It's Eretz Yehuda goes from the Mizrach boundary to the Marv boundary. Kiritzur Arucha, long Arucha Ktsara. Yem Yifne Mizruch Amarev, any place of Mizruch Amarev, Yeprul Asad Yerushalayim, we're afraid you'll be opening towards Yerushalayim, or Yeprul Shlafonov, or Yeprul Shlachrev, either your front or your back. Avot Sofim V'dorim, but if you're facing north and south, Yifne, then it's okay. Bavach La Yifne Kenegid Yerushalayim Mamish, Bidroi Mishlerat Yehudi. You shouldn't still be facing Mamish Kenegid Yerushalayim. Or the Golul, the Tzvoinish Le'at Yisrael, that's more up north of Eretz Yisrael, Le'yach, the part of the Eishun, face Sofim V'dorim, Ela Mizruch Amarev. But there, Mizruch Amarev is okay, because the Mizruch Amarev is not connected to Yerushalayim. V'achom Moisum, and the Sinim, V'chom Mokom, V'chom Hanot HaNakam, V'yom Le'at, let's wait. So Rabbi Yossi is Mati, so Rabbi Yossi says it's only after, if you can mama see Yerushalayim, see the Beis HaMikdash, and the Zman, the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim. The Chum Moisim, the Chum is saying now it's Osir. For the Gemara, the Chum Hainu Tanakama, they both hold it's Osir. The more Ike Benayim, it's Dodim. The question is, if you're not Mamish Kineged Yerushalayim, you're on the side of Yerushalayim, either further up or further down. You're on the Tzodim of Yerushalayim. Is that Osir or not? The Chum is still Osir. Motan Yidach, another Brisa says, panifne b'Yehuda, if you have to go make in Yehuda, lo yifne mizruch amarev. You shouldn't be facing mizruch amarev. El etzof v'dorim, only north or south, because that's not connected to Beis Hamikdash. Over Golul, which is further up in Yerushalayim, further north, then sofim v'dorim is also. Because if you face Dorim, you'll be facing towards the Beis Hamikdash. Mizruch amarev is mutzah, because that's not connected to Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Yosi Matesh, or Rabbi Yosi Yoimeh, lo yosu ela b'royah. Even in Yerushalayim, in Yehuda, it's only Osir, and a place where you can mamash see the Harabai is the Beis Hamikdash. If you can't see it, it's Mutter. You have Yehuda Oimer, Bizman Shu Beis Hamikdash Kayim Osir. It's only Osir Bizman the Beis Hamikdash Kayim. Bizman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayim, it's Mutter. Then any place, any way, you have Menifne, it's Mutter. We have Akiva though, we hold like Rabbi Akiva the Chumrah, we have Akiva Oyster the Chomokim. The Kiva asks the Chomokim, whether there is man the base of Midish, whether there is man there's no base of Midish. For the Gemara of Kiva and Tanakama also said this also at all times, whether there is man the base of Midish, whether there is man the base of Midish, not Kayim. The Gemara named Ikebenaya Chutzlorz, Big Chumra. According to Tanakama, it's only Yosir in Eretz Israel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Kiva though, it's Yosir even Chutzlorz. It's not enough meaning in America. The chutzlos to be yosef tenifne mizrach and bitzofen marav and mizrach and marav, because from where we are now, mizrach light is towards Eretz Yisrael. So if you be nifne towards mizrach, you be called towards Eretz Yisrael. Towards Yerushalayim would be yosef to be nifne. That's what Bikiva holds. Afilu chutzlos yad this sister. And we'll soon see that's what we're asking. Rabba Zotimara have a Shadyin Le Livni. When Rabba went to make his base of Kisei, at that time they didn't have any fancy place. They used to put stones up, two stones, and a makam to sit in between it. So he built his two stones, Mizruch Amar. He put it between Mizruch Amar. And vice versa, he was Makbit, because he was in Golul. And in Golul, it's only Mutti Mizruch Amar, but between Sofen and Dorim, it's also. And even though it's Bizman there now, there's no base of Migdish, he still Rabba holds like a Bikiv, it's also. So Rabba have Yishad and Yibizdafka Makbet to make his base Kisein to a Mizrach Amar. Is Ozal Abaya went, Shadinu Miz Tzofim V'Dorim. Abaya changed it around, made the stones face between north and south. As he wanted to see if Rabba was Makbet, like he passed on Rabbi Kivon, even Bizman Azen Chutzlos would be Yosar, or else no stam Rabba happened to make it that way. But if he changes around, maybe it's also Mutter. So Maisa was no, old Rabba went right back, Tatsinu, and he fixed it back again, that he was marked with the stone to that could be facing him between Mizruch Amar, since he was away from Yerushalayim, he was in Golan. Omar, and Rabba said, Man hai de mitzarli, who's giving me such tsar that's changing around my base of Kisei? Because this Rabba holds, Ano krebekiva surli, the Yoma b'chol mokim osar, Ano krebekiva b'chol mokim itzosar, Sadrashi, It's even a chutzlars also is makbid. It's a be where you're like in America here. If you're facing towards Mizruch, where that's the tzad towards Eretz Yisrael, towards Yerushalayim, will be also tenifne towards Mizruch. That's where we pass from the Rebbe Kiva. So Tosfos, Rebbe Kiva oisah b'chol mokom Mizruch achurav upanav lamariv. Your back is towards Mizruch because that's towards Yerushalayim. Umaskin and Afudal Chutzlos, even Chutzlos, yes, such an Issa. Abba Mufarish B'Yisham, we pass like this, Abba Vad change some Kaisel. There's only talking about if you make it outside in the street, outside in the fields. Then you shouldn't do it towards Mizrach. But the Maestu, we always have based Akisa, we have walls inside the room, it's inside the house. So there's a Gedda there, then there's no Akpada. Then you can make any way you want. So only if you're making it outside in the fields, then even in America, you shouldn't do it towards Mizrach. Towards Mizrach Amar. You should be facing Dorim and Sofim. Right. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Kiva.